earlier today, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but we were out here early for the Jerry Jones press conference, or the Cowboys press conference, state of the team press conference. Call it Jerry, but it's Jerry and Steven and Coach Schottenheimer. A little too free and easy with Shoddy. Kind of makes me crazy.
Can we make a show ruling that we're just going to call him Coach Schottenheimer?
I mean, it's a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
You willing to go that to that length over Shoddy?
Yeah. Well, about, I don't really care.
How about Bri Bri?
Bri.
Yeah.
So we were all out here, and Gordon was out. There's, you know, maybe 30 or so little chairs that they sit out there for the media for each press conference. Dak will do his press conferences over there, and some of the higher-profile guys will do that. But Gordon got a question in that I didn't even really understand where he was going with it because –
It was just
but
a
it turns out
plug.
It turns out that it was definitely a shameless plug.
Gordon Keith of the Ticket in Dallas. Since my esteemed colleague from the state of Texas, Tim Calshaw, derailed us into landman talk, I'm going to continue that derailment and ask about your Hollywood career. Are you aware that there is a cartoon in which you appear as a character, and were you approached to do a voice for a cartoon?
Now repeat the last part. I really didn't hear it, but.
There's cartoon in which you are a character that's going to be on the Cartoon Network. Were you ever approached as becoming a voice actor for that cartoon?
We're getting drowned out, but I'm gonna make sure this goes by. But listen, it's not new to me to show up in some caricature. It really isn't, and they've used a few in the whole thing there. So I'm not sure that I understand. Was it risque or what was it?
No. It's not really risque on your part. No.
That's good. That's good.
No. And I can
There've
tell
been
you.
Those too, buddy.
Yeah, and I can tell you he wasn't approached. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it.
Aware of the fake Jerry that's on the ticket, just as a curiosity.
I'm very aware. Yes, sir, I sure am. And for years, did some of the best laughing, especially when I think they did things in there about Jerry Jr. And we used to really fall out over that. And Gene owned me hard and fast for not having Jerry more involved. So get all that kind of stuff. Listen. I haven't worked in 35 years, okay? I've had the damnedest run and the most fun that you could ever imagine. And I've really got to, it's a Sid and Calishaw talking here, or not talking, but I've got to do it with this big boy that wasn't a big boy necessarily when we started, but a big boy, and I've got to do it with his sister and other sister and our family and... I don't have any trouble. I'm just getting a little heat. I promise you that. That's petty stuff. It's been too good.
And, yeah, that was great. And so, you know, it was just a lighthearted question and answer and all that. And then right after that.
Yes.
Right after it, Brad Sham threw the biggest wet blanket on everything.
Brad Sham, Cowboys Radio, 105.3 The Fan. I'm not sure it's even appropriate to ask a football question anymore, but Brian, you mentioned...
It's all football, Brad. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It always has been. We just introduced it more like that when we got here.
God. Why? Why does he do that?
Well, because he doesn't have the patience for everyone else's questions.
He'd been waiting all summer to ask a question, and he is not called upon until we do cartoon questions.
I don't even know if it's appropriate to ask a football question anymore.
He was not flailing his arms like that.
This is so cheap, man. How about, though, the fact that Gene would get mad? So there's a couple of things there that we discussed a little bit in the roundtable, but one of them was the fact that Gene made Jerry Jr., made Jerry take Jerry Jr. more seriously and get him involved in the team so he doesn't sound like an idiot when he's being portrayed on the radio.
So the Musers.
So because of the way Jerry Jr. is portrayed by the fake Jerry as being in the rowdy costume and going to
third grade
yeah, and can't
constantly
read.
Yeah.
That made Gene upset and told Jerry to make him more involved.
Yeah. Yes.
Let him make some trades so they take him seriously.
Can you get him a job out there, please?
Can't he be on the coaching staff somewhere?
Just whatever. It's really sad
what
they do on
the
radio.
Just let him sit at the podium sometimes.
Let him have a closer seat to you so he gets on TV a little more often. Yes, okay. So, yeah, my takeaway is that Gordo caused a marital debate at the dinner table of the Jones family because of an 840 bit, which I think is funny.
So then, okay, what do you think about this, Bob? He goes, and I get to work with this guy, talking about Steven.
Yeah.
And my daughter and then...
Other daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Or other sister.
Oh, yeah, other sister. Yeah, so that the debate was, did he mean to say other son, or does he now acknowledge Veruca?
Yeah.
No way.
So the other sister...
I didn't hear it in context. Do we have it?
It's at the end of that first clip, if you can find it.
Sister and other sister? Only if you have it standing by, DJ. You don't have to go...
But it's definitely a screw-up, I would think, because he's been so public about being private when it comes to this girl.
You know, I was looking through some stuff from last training camp because, I'll be honest, by training camp 28, they do start to run together. And in some respects, I'm still the new guy. So we've all kind of been doing this a while. But I forgot that last year when we were here, the state of the Cowboys got pushed ahead 2 days or pushed back 2 days because he was in court.
That's right.
As camp opened.
That's right.
They read, was it a deposition?
In Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah, they actually had to be in court. So the traditional state of the Cowboys address was like on day 3 of camp, not day 1 of camp.
That's right.
That was just last year, bro.
Forgot about that. All right, did y'all find that cut?
Okay, Ham.
Jerk.
That is 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Is that a no that you did not?
Could you just say
find
no?
The cut?
All right, I think we got it now.
Okay. Ham?
No, we don't have it.
God.
What sabotage?
Lazy.
I think we have it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to hear that all week, Bob.
What?
Just a jerk. They're just big jerks. Like,
we couldn't find it.
There.
Couldn't find it.
There you go. That's still lazy.
It was at the end of the Gordo question. We just played it.
At least you're using your words.
We couldn't find it.
Yeah. It's there. You could find it. It's right there at the very end of that first clip.
See, this is just like a silent tantrum because they don't get to come out here.
We're not having fun, guys.
No.
Not yet, anyway.
Hollywood career, are you aware that there's a cartoon since my esteemed colleague from the state of Texas, Tim?
No,
we don't
at the very
the
end. The very end.
You know what? Start the show over. We'll start at Why Today Doesn't Suck, and we'll see if we can find it.
I don't think they were listening to what I was asking for.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, whatever.
That was a good segment.
It was. It's called Whatever.